Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling back to November 11th, 1967, on Tears of the Gods.
During the winter of 1966, four Louisiana-born jazzmen, plus two veteran musicians who have long since proven themselves highly compatible in the New Orleans style, were recorded together while on tour as a unit in Germany. Alvin Alcorn was on trumpet. Jimmy Archie from Norfolk, Virginia, was on trombone. Donnell Howard from Chicago was on clarinet. Alton Purnell on piano. Pops Foster on string bass and Cy Fraser on drums. It was in Hamburg that this group was taped on that old favorite, Ting-a-ling. All-Stars, as it sounded in a studio in Hamburg, Germany, on February 21st, 1966. Alvin Alcorn, Jimmy Archie, Donnell Howard, Alton Purnell, Pops Foster, and Cy Fraser. Alvin Alcorn, the trumpet player there, is one of the younger New Orleans musicians who continues to make his way with the old sound. Alvin was born in New Orleans in 1912 and was introduced to the trumpet by his stepbrother, George McCullough, a man who had worked with John Robichaud's dance band, as well as with the Excelsior Brass Band under Peter Bocage during the early 1920s. Alvin Alcorn worked in the New Orleans bands of Sidney Devine and Armin Perron during the late 20s and the early 30s, before setting out for Texas to join the swing group of another Crescent City-born musician, Don Albert. Actually, much of Alvin's trumpet playing is based on big band orientations, as both the Devine and the Perron groups were in the reading tradition. although many of the individual musicians in them could play real jazz. He returned to New Orleans in 1940, where he was soon sitting in with an aggregation led by that fine clarinet player, Polo Barnes. Then, after filling in with various types of bands around the city for the next decade or so, Kid Ory called him out to California in 1951 to come into his reconstituted traditional group based out there. The Ory Band made several tours during the 1950s and also recorded quite a number of times during that period. Alvin became fairly well known as a result of his traveling with this group, and his clear and ringing lead horn did much to acquaint fans on two continents with traditional jazz. For the last few years, Alvin has been back in the Crescent City, playing concerts in bands led by George Lewis, Sweet Emma, and Bill Matthews. He also parades on many a Saturday and Sunday with the famous brass bands of the city. Rounding things out, he's the vice president of the Colored Musicians Union in New Orleans. Alvin Alcorn, New Orleans jazz trumpet player.
So uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to
It's In Sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is
going to
be it.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
sexy lady.
Tuned in to WMFO. We're doing double time traveling tonight. Back to November 11th, 1967, with longtime WMFO DJ Hank Fonts, who had a show, one of the most well-informed and erudite programs on our 91.5 FM airwaves, Promethean Commentary plus Jazz. But before that, he was a DJ on WGBH radio in the 1960s and the 1970s. He did a show called Real New Orleans, a jazz music show on Saturday nights. And the concept for our program this evening is we've taken an episode of that, a 39-minute episode, chopped it up into pieces, and then interspersed it throughout our program, mixing it up with other songs that were on the Billboard charts, hit singles played in that week of 1967. In particular, songs from Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? So in that last set, in fact, we began with Hey Joe. And then, as Hank Fonts introduced, Peter Bocage and a bunch of other musicians with Breathe. And then The Doors, People Are Strange. Stevie Wonder, I'm Wondering. And then Hank and some real New Orleans jazz were back with the original New Orleans All-Stars and Tingling. And then Aretha Franklin with another 1967 hit of hers, A Natural Woman. And then Jimi Hendrix finishing us up in that set with Foxy Lady. And Backing Me Up Right Now is another 1967 hit from Henry Mancini, the love theme from Romeo and Juliet. And we have got an even special extra treat for you this evening, because Luke, who does Rush Hour at midnight here on Friday nights, Saturday mornings, he has come into the studio and he's got WMFO's copy from 1967 of Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix. I didn't even know that we had that, but Luke did, and he's going to play around with that psychedelic, trippy Third Stone from the Sun. And we're going to play Are You Experienced. Okay, so we're turning things over, and I'm turning off the mics. I'm
then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I am. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
The Eureka Brass Band, under its leader Percy Humphrey, was recorded at Maggie Tappan's Meeting Hall on Dryad Street. Percy was on trumpet alongside of Kid Sheik and Willie Peugeot. Sonny Henry and Albert Warner were on trombones. Reuben Roddy was on alto sax. Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, Red Clark on sousaphone, Alfred Williams on snare drum, and Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among other numbers recorded that eventful day was Just a Little While to Stay Here. Brass Band of New Orleans, Louisiana, as it sounded in the uptown side of the city almost 10 years ago. Of the 10 men on that recording, only Percy Humphrey, Kid Sheik, and Emmanuel Paul are still alive. These three gentlemen are still going strong down there. However, time has taken its toll around town these last few years. The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians who have created this world-renowned New Orleans jazz do grow fewer and fewer and fewer. Another 6 or 7 years may see the practical demise of this venerated sound on the streets of the city, as well as in its concert halls and private social gatherings. These men are just not being replaced.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed,
the wind, it cries very.
Receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. From a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night, brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
In 1963, the Eureka Brass Band was recorded with Percy, Sheik, and Peter Bocage on trumpets, Albert Warner and Chicken Henry on trombones, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, Wilbert Tillman on sousaphone, Cy Frazier on snare drum, and Robert Fuclos Lewis on bass drum. Among the offerings that day was By and By. Billy Gold, the members of the Eureka Brass Band, surcharged with the spirit of old New Orleans. Next Saturday night at 11, we'll be hearing some more of this music, a music that has for 75 years made the city of New Orleans the jazz citadel of the world. We'll have bands led by Kid Thomas Valentine, Oscar Celestin, and George Lewis. Hope you'll be listening in. This is Hank Fonts once more stating, without fear or favor, this is New Orleans Jazz.
That I don't know about the little tricks you play. never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles. Took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clearer days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. 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 I can see for miles.
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts freeform community and even sometimes educational radio. This evening's episode, well, it's been a double time traveling theme going back to November 11th, 1967 with longtime WMFO DJ Hank Fonts. He did a jazz show on WGBH radio in the 1960s and the 1970s, and we took an episode from November 11th, 1967, chopped it up into a couple of pieces, and then sprinkled it throughout a mix of Billboard Top 100 hits of the time, in particular Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced. Thanks so much to my special guests Chuck Yu and Luke, who will be back here on our 91.5 FM airwaves in just about 2 hours with Rush Hour. And he's got, he's got quite a show coming up this evening, doing some experimental stuff and playing around with the vinyl. And at least one Rush song. And I'm looking forward to checking out the podcast of that. So, coming up next is Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod. And I guess I'll just say that right now, backing me up is Frank Zappa in the Mothers of Invention. This is a song from 1967 from his absolutely free album, Invocation and Ritual Dance of the Young Pumpkin. It's been quite a day, the last couple of days, for airplane noise if you're underneath one of the RNAV flight paths. And if you're bothered by that, go to logannoise.org and their instructions how to officially complain. It really does help. Thanks again for listening to WMFO in Medford.